Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band provided a contrary festive atmosphere to somber issues of immigrant rights, death penalty, state repression, and the memories of Sacco and Vanzetti.
Commemorate the 81st anniversary of the murder of two comrades, Sacco and Vanzetti, and to keep their memories alive. And if their memories are alive, they are.
Why do you think it's important to keep their memories alive?
Because what happened 81 years ago is happening today, all in our streets. Right today in Boston at the Caribbean Festival, where the cops are importing Irish police to conduct surveillance on the crowdgoers because of the ICE raids in which our elected officials cooperate.
Well, you say our elected officials are cooperating with the ICE raids, yet Mayor Menino is planning to have a welcoming immigration celebration out in City Hall.
Oh, those are for the allegedly documented newcomers, apparently. Some, she said with a great sarcasm, some immigrants are more equal than others, according to Menino.
It was a motley crew of 50 to 60 dedicated anarchists that marched from Copley Square through the streets of downtown Boston to the North End. Red, anarchist, and black flags were waving in the breeze. A large banner of Sacco and Vanzetti led the march. This was the day, August 23, 2008, that marked the 81st anniversary of their execution.
Shoppers and tourists in downtown, crossing, all looking on, many of them taking pictures of the scene as we're going by. Certainly the attention getter of the entire downtown district right now. Talking with some of the tourists and people who are observing this, what are the reactions?
Well, some people think we're crazy, of course, but I think a marching band will help in any march to get people interested.
It certainly attracts their attention.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the general climate in this country right now is primed for this sort of agitational, educational event. I think that public opinion is changing. I was just talking to a bunch of Italian tourists who were wondering, you know, why do we care about Sacco and Vanzetti? Why are we doing this for the Italians?
That was a question I was about to ask you. Why focusing on Sacco and Vanzetti?
Well, Sacco and Vanzetti are a really, really important part of anarchist history to begin with, but especially the history of revolutionaries in Boston. The Italian anarchist movement in this country was really strong at that time, and we're trying to bring back the anarchist movement to be what it once was, and then more. We want a revolution, so
great. Right, well, thanks for talking to me, and you are?
My name is Jake Carmen. I'm with the Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Society and the Northeast Anarchist Network.
What did you think of that march that just went by?
It was awesome. They should have been having that march for years and years. They were innocent years ago, they're innocent today.
So you know about Sacco and Vanzetti?
I'm Italian, I'm a Sicilian, I grew up in the North End. Of course I know Sacco and Vanzetti. Okay. It's part of your history.
Well, thank you for being so enthusiastic.
Absolutely.
I asked Molly Alderstein of BAM, Boston Anti-Authoritarian Movement, why she felt it was important to remember Sacco and Vanzetti.
Especially for the radical community, it's important to remember because a lot of people look at the trial and see it as this great miscarriage of justice, and this isn't the way that our justice system is supposed to work, when in fact that's exactly how our justice system always works. As time goes on and cases like these build up and there's more and more supposed miscarriages of justice, it normalizes it and makes it so that, you know, people aren't really outraged anymore, but it's happening today, you know, just like it happened then, and so that's really, really important to remember.
Molly Alderstein of BAM. She also works with the Lucy Parsons Center and later addressed the rally at the North End.
An extremely important thing to remember today on the anniversary of their execution is that the case of Sacco and Vanzetti is not some past aberration of our criminal justice system. We can't just look back and remember and breathe a sigh of relief, because this is how our criminal justice system operates. If anything, it gets worse with time, if only because it has become so pervasive that it seems normal now. The pattern is clear. This is not an isolated incident. From 1956 to 1971, COINTELPRO used similar surveillance, disruption, and entrapment tactics on a number of movements, from civil rights groups and the Black Panther Party to socialist and anti-war groups. Currently, to name just a few examples, immigrants, minority communities, and environmental activists are being heavily targeted in the same way. Like in the time of Sacco and Vanzetti, the state uses war in order to scare the general population into submitting to whatever security measures that it deems necessary to protect itself. Then it was World War I, and now it's a stream of never-ending wars, the war on drugs, the war on crime, the war on terror. If we ever get out of Iraq, there's sure to be another country ripe for the occupation. Iran sure is looking like a good prospect for both of our leading presidential candidates. The media certainly doesn't help in making us so afraid of each other that we've submitted to living in a police state. We need to open our eyes and start taking control of our own lives, our own communities, our own media, and our own security. We need to realize that the news on the TV and in the papers is not our own, but a perverted, biased, and censored version of reality designed to keep us scared and in the dark, grasping tightly onto the state, a venomous barbed wire slicing into our hands and poisoning our minds. We can create our own media. There are already projects out there that you can plug into, or you can start your own. If we want to truly honor these fallen comrades, we must continue their work and the work of so many others who are now dead or imprisoned who dare to fight against the exploitation of the state. If we continue the struggle, Sacco and Vanzetti live!
Pasqualina Colombero is a union organizer.
Most importantly, we got to remember that absolutely nothing will change for us unless we realize that whereas the naysayers will tell you that you can't change the world in one day, the fact of the matter is that nothing will change unless you work at it every day. As Vanzetti implied in his last words, the best philosophical teachings in both the West and the East have imparted on us. Our work is a work of constant practice to cultivate the right perspective on things, to be moved by the right intentions, to produce the right kind of living. Living is a creative art. American imperialists do not understand that. But by that I mean that it's a human right to conceive of living as a creative art. And our task is to catch the difference between what's right and what's wrong. Thank you.
Bells from the Old North End Church chimed as the anarchists held their rally across the street.
And history is repeating itself at this moment. We have raids everywhere persecuting immigrants. So this is why the bells are tolling for Sacco and Vanzetti now.
David Rothhauser, who produced a PBS aired documentary on Sacco and Vanzetti, described the character of Elizabeth Glenda Evans. She was the director of the New England Civil Liberties Union and very involved in Sacco and Vanzetti's lives during their trial. She taught them English. They affectionately called her Auntie B. David then read a poem that Vanzetti wrote to her while awaiting execution.
Dear Auntie B, I report you one poem of Beauty Black Red Rose. There's a rambler on the trellis and a wild rose in the hedge with a gay and golden marechal kneel upon the arbor's edge. There's a sweetheart bud a-tapping at the window of my room and my heart is singing, singing, for the roses are in bloom. Thank you.
Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner tied the current anti-immigrant hysteria on September 11th to what happened to Sacco and Vanzetti.
The people of this country are turned against those who are coming in. We see it every day. It sickens all of us. I would just say that we need to have more courage and speak up and speak out against the evil that we know is here. For example, we all should know that what happened on September 11th, 2001, was really the result of an American foreign policy that has perpetrated destruction and death upon the rest of the world. And when we see chickens coming home to roost, do we stand up and say, America, that's what you have to expect when you perpetrate evil around the world? Brothers and sisters, we have to stand up and speak out. Yes, the people of this country don't want to hear the truth, but if we don't speak out around the truth, then what good are we? What good are we if we don't have the courage to stand up and speak out against the evil that we see? Not the evil that John McCain sees, the evil that we see and that we know is ever present.
Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner, one of the more radical voices on that governing body. He then read an official proclamation.
Whereas these historic events are an integral part of the history of Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and constitute a nefarious precedent that we must strive not to repeat, and whereas on August 22, 2008, the Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Society is holding a gathering at Copley Square and a march to the North End, ending with a rally there. Therefore, be it resolved that the Boston City Council, herein assembled, extends its admiration and congratulations to the Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Society, and in honor of its many contributions, does hereby declare August 23rd, 2008, Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Day in the City of Boston. This resolution is duly signed by the President of the City Council and is to be made part of the official city record, attested to, and a copy thereof transmitted to the clerk of the City of Boston. And I would like to ask the representatives of the committee just to come up and have me officially give them this resolution. Thank you, Sergio, for all the work that you and your fellow comrades do. Thank you.
Sergio Rios of the Boston May Day Coalition was one of the organizers. He closed out the event in the North End.
Here we are again for the third year, keeping the memory of Sacco and Vanzetti alive, not only in our hearts and in our minds, for social change, for justice, for equality, but we are also keeping them alive on the streets of Boston, in practice, indeed. And we come right here to the heart of the Italian neighborhood to remember members of their community that were persecuted in the past, that were victimized, that were in the end sacrificed, murdered by the state. So today we honor the memory of Sacco and Vanzetti. Today we are all Italian workers coming here to seek a better life so that we can have a better future. Sacco and Vanzetti, in our lives, in our minds, will never be killed again in history. Compañeros, the people united will never be defeated.
This program was recorded, mixed, and edited by your announcer, Chuck Rosina, for the Boston Community Reporters Project. Thanks to Freeman C. for providing technical support, and thank you for listening.